50,000 gallons of oil may have spilled into the James late Wednesday afternoon when a train derailed along the river at Lynchburg. Some of that oil burned in a fire that followed, and emergency crews tried to catch the rest. But Upper James Riverkeeper Pat Calvert fears they were not very successful.
My understanding is 3 or 4 miles downstream right now, there's an entire slick. So containment is almost out of the question. We're just going to have to deal with the results downstream.
It could be some days before contaminated water flows by Richmond. Officials there say heavy rain is diluting any pollution and will push it past quickly. But they're monitoring the water and will switch the city to clean stored supplies if necessary. Riverkeeper Calvert will also be testing and watching for problems with fish and wildlife. He hopes this accident leads to serious talk about transporting oil and chemicals along the nation's waterways.
We need to have a bigger discussion, not just in Lynchburg, not just in Virginia, but probably worldwide, as to how safe is it to be transporting oil and other chemicals and storing them right next to our rivers.
He says Lynchburg dodged a bullet since it does rely on the river for drinking water when its reservoir runs low, and the intake point on the James was just a few feet away from where the oil spill occurred. I'm Sandy Houseman.